It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. National Weather Service is indicating fog out there, about a half mile visibility at the tops if you're headed north out of Effingham particularly. And then windy conditions will be the consideration on Wednesday. Winds from the west-northwest gusting to 45 miles an hour. And then looking farther ahead into Friday night and Saturday, snow in the forecast. And to the north of Effingham, the probability for 3 inches or more is 30 to 50% possible. So a lot to consider over these next few days. We'll do our best to keep you up to date. 0.2 of an inch of precip so far here at the studios. We'll double check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Currently 52 degrees in Effingham. Back for its fifth year, Walking Through Wonderland has become a holiday tradition for families and visitors alike, and the family-friendly walkthrough experience is set for Wednesday night at Community Park between 5 and 8 p.m. That will close Wonderland and Lights to all vehicles for that one night, and visitors an opportunity to get up close and personal with larger-than-life light displays. The event's free to the public. Donations are welcome. You can view the displays at your own leisure, listen, and sing along to your favorite Christmas music. You can visit with Santa, keep an eye out for the Grinch. Enjoy complimentary refreshments, Fireside, provided by Dan Heck Chevrolet Toyota and Joe Sipper's Cafe, as well as food and drink available for purchase. The additional vendors are Blaze and Glaze Pizza Company, Hometown Pretzels, Macklin Meadow Kettle Corn, Market Street Sweets, and Marge's Macaroons. So, all of that available. Plus, you can stop by visit Effingham's holiday headquarters at the Parks Pavilion to pick up your free holiday souvenir, make a Christmas craft courtesy of Effingham County 4-H, and decorate a cookie with Effingham County connections. You can get your face painted by Make on Main while you wait. Those activities are free to the public. Custom Visit Effingham mugs by Taza and Company will be available for purchase at that location. This year, the Effingham Police Department returns with the First Responders Children's Foundation Toy Express. This nonprofit toy distribution program delivers toys to 100,000 children in more than 150 communities across the country, and Effingham's one of its first stops. Children will receive a golden ticket while supplies last at the beginning of the walk, starting at 5 tomorrow night, and can redeem the ticket once they reach the end. Parking will be limited at Community Park, as usual, so you might consider using the free shuttles operated by Wadded Up Transportation. The shuttle will run continuously from 5 to 8 tomorrow night. It'll pick up and drop off at the Courthouse Museum parking lot downtown. To extend your festivities, visit Light Up the Lawn in downtown Effingham to view the larger-than-life 3D holiday light displays. So, plenty going on. The Wonderland and Lights will be open to vehicles, excluding tomorrow night, 7 days a week. And the official season runs from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day, although, as we told you in yesterday's news, they got it started a little early this year. For more information, you can check the Effingham Tourism Office at 217-342-5310, or you can go to visiteffinghamil.com. And Jody Taley from the Tourism Office is going to be our guest a little later this morning on the morning show, so stay tuned for that. Also this morning, the Effingham City Council took action on street improvement projects at their last meeting. A preliminary engineering agreement was approved with Farnsworth Group for work on Evergreen Avenue. The work extends from Sherwood Park Street to Osceola Street. That'll cost just under $160,000. The council also applied to the state for a grant for the extension of McGrath Avenue in the city business park. The grant request seeks just over $1.9 million. The project is related to a planned expansion of Stevens Industries at their Effingham operation. Council members adopted an urban forestry management plan for Effingham. As explained at the prior council meeting by Director of Public Works Jeremy Harmon, the plan will outline the management of trees throughout the city. Also approved was a resolution declaring 510 West Indiana Avenue as dangerous and unsafe to bring the property up to code. The council approved use of TIF dollars for improvements to residential property at 406 South 5th Street and for the exterior of Joe Sipper's Cafe at 114 South 4th Street. Council members also rezoned 1219 East Rickleman Avenue from non-urban to general commercial district. The council established the 2025 tax levy. The levy for the city is just $13,000 after the council passed a sales tax to generate revenue, lessening the amount needed in property revenue. Council members voted 5-0 to eliminate outdoor billboards in Vandalia and Kankakee, promoting Effingham. Other billboards are not affected. Council also purchased new playground equipment for Bliss Park for just over $96,000 and agreed to additional decorative street signs for just over $91,000 besides those already placed in the downtown area. They said the ones downtown are pretty nice, so why not extend where they are located? Totopolis Village Board members finalized an intergovernmental agreement with Effingham County at their last meeting. The agreement concerns Green Street at the north end of T-Town. It's a wide street. The village will take care of maintaining the wide part of the roadway. The county will maintain the main part of the road. The board learned from the village attorney that Justin McQuarter's request to obtain a liquor license can be approved. The board also approved the Prairie View Estates sidewalk project and a payment to Effingham Asphalt for work on Oak Street. Board members paid an invoice to Dust Enterprises for the Elm Street and Railroad ditch cleaning projects and also agreed not to accept pennies anymore for water payments. People can pay with money orders, you can pay with checks, but not with penny coins. The board approved a plat for the fourth edition of Funiman Subdivision, which is 1 2-acre lot. The board extended Kyle Britton another 12 months to complete a home. And speaking of T-Town, a Totopolis resident was recognized at this month's Effingham County Board meeting with a Distinguished Act Award. Landon Huber was recognized by Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons after he performed CPR for several minutes on his father, Randy, while he waited for deputies and EMS to arrive at the family home. Sheriff Coons said because of Landon's initiative and ability to act, his father, Randy, was able to be at the ceremony after receiving emergency treatment and hospitalization. Sheriff Sergeant Robin Brown and telecommunicator Crystal Carlin received an Effingham County Sheriff's life-saving commendation. The sheriff said that T.C. Carlin provided critical pre-arrival instructions to Landon over the phone before EMS arrived, and Sergeant Brown provided additional medical care when he arrived at the scene. Sheriff Coons said, and we quote, "I think it's important to tell these stories when we can because it helps show that the men and women of the sheriff's office do much more than enforce the law. This is a perfect example of teamwork in action. The telecommunicators directing EMS and providing critical life-saving instructions, the deputies responding quickly to the scene to provide additional care with EMS, and the 911 caller who was able to stay calm and act, all working together." And Sheriff said, "I commend Landon on his coolness and bravery, and I want to thank Randy Huber and his family for allowing me to tell this story." Photo up on the local news page at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com of that presentation ceremony. Word from the City of Effingham about a boil order. City of Effingham Water Department's issued a boil order on Mulberry, both sides of the street, from Richland to Edgar, and on Richland, both sides of the street, from Linden to Cherry. That's out on the west side of town, out by the junior high. So that, in effect, effective this morning. And a mention, too, Monday was the deadline to contribute Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes. The region contributed 11,648 shoeboxes. 5,328 of those were collected at Cornerstone Church in Effingham, according to local coordinator Sandy Wilson. Those will be distributed to kiddos all around the world. A meeting tonight of the Effingham City Zoning Board of Appeals. That'll be at 6 at City Hall in the Council Chambers. Two public hearings. One's on a petition for a variance to reduce a rear yard setback at Brad and Carolyn Rolfing's property at 1111 Deer Run Drive. They would like that reduced from 35 feet down to 30 feet. The other one is by Lamar Companies, and it's for a location just east of us. It's 711 East Fayette, and that is a billboard variance. So those two matters to be considered tonight at 6 at City Hall. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets. You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance.
Sure, we could tell you how amazing we are here at LLCU, but we'd rather you hear it from someone who actually banks with us.
I have banked at Land of Lincoln since I was probably, I had to guess, 12 years old. And I got my first car, so I had to, of course, get a car loan. And I got it here at Land of Lincoln Credit Union. And then that's when I also opened my checking account. And since then, my whole family, we use Land of Lincoln.
At LLCU, we have a branch to support every branch of your family. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We understand how hard planning for retirement can be. That's why the Knights of Columbus offers solutions that are simple and secure. You can grow your retirement with guaranteed interest and a lifetime of income. Knights of Columbus Insurance, the Shin office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference of doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. We had told you yesterday of the death of Michael Charles Merry, 83, of Dietrich. He died on Thursday. Funeral services are available now for Michael Merry. It'll be a graveside service this Friday morning at 11 o'clock, and that'll be at the Dietrich Village Cemetery. Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich is assisting. Funeral services for 80-year-old Lenore Brummerstead of rural Strasburg will be Wednesday at 12 noon at Howanyaki Funeral Home in Strasburg. Visitation for Lenore Brummerstead from 10 to noon Wednesday morning. A celebration of life for Daniel Dustin White, 48, of Shelbyville, will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Visitation for Daniel Dustin White will be from 5 to 8 Friday evening. A celebration of life for 44-year-old Justin Young of Mattoon will be Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. That'll be at the Fields Church in Mattoon for Justin Young. Graveside services for Janet Srantz of Altamont will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock. That'll be at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery out along the Moccasin Road north of Altamont. Funeral services for 78-year-old Terry Sue Sowers of Greenup will be today. That'll be this morning at 10 o'clock at First Southern Baptist Church in Greenup for Terry Sue Sowers. And funeral services for Deacon John or Jack Schuster III, 86, of Alney will be today. That'll be this morning at 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Alney. And there will be an hour's visitation from 9 to 10 this morning, and that'll be at Meyer Funeral Home in Alney. Here's a look at your forecast. Today, a slight chance of drizzle before noon, patchy fog before noon. Otherwise, cloudy skies, high today of 57. Winds from the west-southwest at 5 to 10, going to gust to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 20% chance of rain before midnight. Mostly cloudy, low tonight of 34, and breezy. Winds from the west-southwest at 10 to 12, up to 15 to 20 after midnight, and could gust over 30 miles an hour. So 30 miles an hour and 30-degree temperatures. Get ready for that. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy, becoming sunny. High of just 41, though, on Wednesday. And winds from the west at 15 to 20, gusting close to 40 miles an hour. Currently in Effingham, off a morning low of 50 and yesterday's high of 50, we are at 52 degrees. 2/10 of an inch of rain here at the studios. That's a check of news. I'm Greg Sapp.